Hello, PopCon. This is Tevin Pittman, producer for Profession Confession, hosted by comedian Gabe Noah. We're a comedy podcast located out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. On our show, we really bring in people from all different types of life. Each episode, we welcome a new professional whose job deals firsthand with life, death, sex, violence, and/or crime. We hide identities, and judgment is suspended in hope of honest and unflinching confessions. We've interviewed people such as military snipers, a dominatrix, gang members, sex offender therapists, male escorts. Because the people that we have on our show have such stressful and intense careers and lives that they live, the show is very dynamic. I mean, our listeners feel all sorts of different emotions throughout the entire show. We'll go from crying to laughing to being grossed out all in the snap of a finger, blink of an eye. It really is a very, very dynamic podcast. And we think that's one of the reasons that we've had some success in the short amount of time that we've been doing this. We've won local awards here in Minneapolis and are looking forward to being a part of your guys' award show this year. So for you guys' listening pleasure, we have a few clips for you. The first clip is going to be from our male escort episode where Jace tells his parents that he is sucking dick for money rather than selling drugs. The second clip you'll hear after that is from a crack dealer that we had on the show, who talks about getting sexual favors for crack when people don't have money. And then last but certainly not least, we had a special needs parent on the show that talks about buying a casket for her unborn son after doctors told her that he wasn't going to make it. Thank you for your consideration and enjoy the clips.
I was sitting there and I was thinking to myself, I was like, oh, good Lord, like, this is where you're at in life. Like, yeah, it might be good money, but at the same time, it's like, you're sucking off dudes.
Right.
For money.
Good money.
Legally, somehow, but not legally. It's just like that shady gray.
It's illegal.
But yeah. It's definitely
like,
illegal.
They can, like, find you legally, and, like, now that is, like, legal, but then it's just, like, whatever you do behind the curtain is, like, for you. But
right.
Still, like, I sat there one day, and I almost got religious again, honestly. Like,
I believe it.
I thought about praying to God, but then like I ripped that Band-Aid off long ago, so it's just like I couldn't go back to it. It's already healed over.
Right. It's hard to go to God and be like, hey, I've been sucking dick.
Sorry about all those dicks.
Help.
Help.
Sounds like the noise when the guy pulls his cock out of your throat.
Help.
You know, that's a shame of you getting blowjobs from crack addicts always too far down the fucking path.
Yep.
It's almost wish their first time. Like, when they're fresh looking.
Yeah. Hey, I met a couple of them as fresh. Just started.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never had an 18-year-old white girl offering to suck your dick for crack, and then you ever say, like, you know,
always.
Maybe you should...
just said yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, did you ever feel like saying, honey, like, this is crazy. This
no.
Is no.
Get on it. You're
oh,
a Tinder.
My gut's gonna explode.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever said.
I would never make it.
An opportunity has presented itself.
Yeah. I would never make it.
Is it Tinder, too?
It's Tinder, too. You couldn't have made that more vulgar if you tried, and you did, and I appreciate you coming on the show. That was wonderful. And it Tinder, too. What's the oldest woman ever sucked your dick for crack? That's what this whole podcast has turned into.
Remember a long time ago I tried to change it about seasons?
Right. Mm-hmm. We tried to make this sophisticated, and Gabe's like, no.
60.
How many times has your dick been sucked?
60? 60 years Gabe's old, guys. 60 years old, fellas.
And got a body as a goddess.
Really? But hot body.
Hot body.
But you stuck it in her face.
Yeah, I didn't
look down. Yeah, I should have done that.
I didn't look down.
I didn't look down. Right.
I was at Pottery Barn, and I knew after I got off of work, we had an appointment with the undertaker to pick out a casket and those things. And at that, for whatever reason, that day, my mom and sister were at the Galleria, and they came in, and they were like, we're going to be crib shopping today. And they're like, want to come in? You know, they were talking about crib shopping. And I remember that was one time I got really bitter. I'm like, fuck your crib. That was like how I felt. Like, fuck your crib. I don't want to hear about your crib. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick out a casket later today. And then when we were driving, I remember talking to Andy and being like, yep, we're just going to get this. And I wanted it to be clean and cut and no, I didn't want drama. I didn't want crying. I didn't want anything. And I felt bad for him because he knew she's got a stiff upper lip and I can't be the dude in there crying.
Sure.
And he's a sensitive person, so his instinct would be cry. But I'm like, we're not crying at this. This guy is going to be so uncomfortable. I'm sure. holding the human being in my belly, and he can see it. And this is and so,
so you picked up the coffin yeah. and the baby's still inside?
Yes.
Okay.
I planned my funeral as
so
my
you're
baby
an
kicked
optimist?
Inside me. Well, it's ridiculous. It's yeah. it's so surreal.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting there, and we were like, this is the music I want. And this is what the freaking director said to me. I'm like, I like this song. And he goes, don't you think that's kind of like... and it was basically like a cheap joke. I don't know how he framed it. Don't you think it's kind of too sad just to be sad? I'm like, you know what's going to be too sad just to be sad is I'm burying my baby.
Did you say that?
No, because that would be uncomfortable.
You've really been sensitive to other
people. He's telling you what song to like.
Yeah, like that would be like, oh, your purpose. It was an Irish lullaby. That's it. It wasn't anything crazy. It was just more like a traditional thing. And I'm like, how about, he's like, don't you think that's too sad? I'm like, you know what's too sad? I'm feeling this baby kick inside of me and I'm planning his funeral, you dumb fuck. Of course it's sad. It's a funeral, asshole.